Hi, I'm Hugh Sisson.
And I'm Al Spoler. Welcome to Seller Notes. Hugh, you know we are champions of the underdogs here on Seller Notes.
And there's
there's plenty of grapes that don't get as much respect as they should. And toward the top of that list is one of my favorites, Chenin Blanc, a great white grape that's grown extensively in the Loire Valley in France. And there's little pockets of it planted around the world, especially in South Africa.
Right. Actually, South Africa produces more Chenin Blanc than they do in the Loire Valley.
I would believe it.
So, but yeah, I couldn't agree with you more. Chenin Blanc is definitely a grape that has tended to get overlooked, which is highly undeserved. It's extremely versatile and produces wines in many regions and in a huge variety of styles. You can get sparkling ones, oak-aged ones, dry, off-dry. There really is a Chenin Blanc for all tastes and all applications.
Yeah.
And they're usually a pretty good value.
Mm-hmm.
So, as you mentioned, two of the most well-known regions producing Chenin Blanc are the Loire Valley in France, probably where its most famous iteration is a wine called Vouvray.
Right.
And South Africa, where it is sometimes also known as Steen.
Mm-hmm.
So here are three good examples that I liked quite a bit. From the Loire Valley producer, Réserve du Naufragé, we'll put this on the website. This is a little unusual because it's a vin de pays Chenin Blanc from the 2021 vintage. Normally, a Chenin Blanc would be designated by the region, the Vouvray.
Right.
But this must have Grenache Muscaronc that was grown outside of that, so that's why they're calling it vin de pays, or wine of the country. Pale straw color, the wine is fresh and lively with honeyed aromas, just off dry, with a good crisp acidity, and acidity is a big deal in Chenin Blanc. It's lovely as an aperitif, or perhaps with some goat cheese or a light seafood, and at $12.99, it's a pretty good value.
That's astonishing.
Yeah, very good for the money. From the coastal region of South Africa is a delightful Chenin Blanc called Protea. And this is the 2022 vintage. It's sort of classic, bright, zesty, shows appealing aromas of apricot, peach, and I found it particularly attractive. A little bit of almost a lime zest comes through on the aroma. Wonderful, lively acidity. Again, that's that key word with this wine. Perfect, perfect springtime wine. Also a good value at $14.99. Now, last but also from the South African area is a producer called Noble Hill. And they do a 2020 Surly Chenin Blanc. That means it grows, it's aged a little bit on the yeast. Anyone who doesn't think that Chenin Blanc can make a serious wine needs to try this. An intense nose of melon with gooseberry note, green apple, and lime citrus. The wine is steely and shows crisp minerality. It had an elegance and complexity and the weight of a good Sancerre, if you will excuse a mixed metaphor.
Sure.
And all of this was for $18.99.
Wow, not bad.
No, and my wine of the week, because it was so interesting and was definitely the Noble Hill. It's the most expensive of the three, but still, that's an outstanding value for the complexity that was there.
Oh, it really sounds it to you, so we'll have to give these a shot. We're going to put them on the website. You can look them up. And
maybe go out and buy some. I'm Al Spoler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson. You've been listening to Seller Notes, produced by Bob White for 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.